I'd like to go back in time long before St. John Lateran ever existed, to the days when, according to legend, twins had just come to life in the Alban Hills. Our lover of all things Latin tells the story. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. The story of Romulus and Remus, Father.
Yeah, they were conceived, if you want to put it that way, out at what is today Castle Gandolfo. Alba Longa, as they called it. And there was a usurper there who wanted to... This is the kings of... the Alban kings. They had Alban kings...
Can we tell it so in a little bit in English and Latin?
Bene, bene. Paum. Partim Latine narrare possum. Quadringentos annos, for 400 years, quadringentos annos, dominabantur reges Albani, Troiani, the Trojan kings, Roma ni neque existebat, et Amulius ipse cupiebat occupare regimem vel gubernium, et quid factum est, eus filia, his daughter, was called Rea Silvia, que gravida facta est a Marte, who was made pregnant by Mars. She gave birth to twins, who are the sons of Mars.
Well,
that's the story. Sed illi nati sunt albe longe, and alba longe, if you went up to Castle Gandolfo, and the city is drawn on the top of this mountain. That's why it was called Alba Longa, the long white city. And if you stand there in Castle Gandolfo, you can see the beautiful Mediterranean Sea down below and the plains. Well, that's where the Trojans came in 1170, whenever you want to go. They come. Aeneas et Troiani apulerunt eoloco. In that place, they landed. Et deinde non Aeneas, et eus filius, whose name was Silvius, Ascanius perduxit Troianos in summo montem. He brought the Trojans up on the top of the mountain. And that's where they sat for 400 years, the Trojans. And then you get the last king, Mulius. And then, of course, his daughter had the twins. He said, oh, well, these are the heirs. These boys are going to take over the government here. So he didn't like that idea. He had the twins thrown in the Tiber River in a basket to get rid of them. But then they came down the Tiber River, a tributary, and they came around the Tiber Island, which really didn't exist yet as such. Well, that's where these basket came. Of course, they said this was all divinitus. Hey, omnia sunt divinitus facta. All this stuff came about in a divine way. And the Tiber rose because of a storm, and the basket kind of floated in, and then the Tiber receded, and the basket was left kind of in the mud or on the ground there, with the twins in. Canistrum relictum est in arena, well, in luto, well, in ceno, in the mud, et plorabant infantes, cum esurirent, and they were crying because they were hungry. And that's when the she-wolf heard the twins crying, and she gave them her milk. Ah, lactavit infantes lupa. The next day, or a little after, a shepherd came, and his wife, Acca Laurenta. They found the twins, and they raised them. But the she-wolf was there just for a few hours to save the twins. When they were, teenagers... They were going to go back to where they were born, up at Alba Longa. And they did, and they had like a war up there, and Alba Longa was destroyed. The twins were still around, and of course they ended up on the Palatine Hill. That's why they say the house of Romulus is on the Palatine Hill. And that's why Romulus took the sulcum, his sulky plow, and aravit fossam, and he put a ditch around the Palatine Hill, and started building a little wall, and that was the city of Rome on the top of the Palatine Hill.
So it was Romulus?
Yeah.
Not Remus?
No. And then that's the problem with how he got his brother killed. Well, there are two versions of that story. But at one point, Remus must have said, ha ha ha, what's this stupid wall? Everyone can jump over your stupid wall. And then some people said he hit his brother. Cain and Abel, the same story, you know, in all literatures, all of them. Other people say, no, that there were some friends of Romulus who wanted to punish Remus for insulting his brother. In any case, Remus was killed.